The steel from those clunkers from the Cash for Clunkers program will eventually be melted down and used again. Bill Heenan is the president of the Steel Recycling Institute. He says it will be a few months before the scrap gets recycled.
It takes some time for that old automobile, the clunker in this particular case, to work its way through the dismantling system and then on to the shredding system and then eventually to the steel mill.
Scrapyards can remove things such as fenders or hubcaps for used parts, but what's left, including the engines, goes to the shredder. Bill Heenan says those 700,000 clunkers won't actually mean a glut of scrap steel.
Let's say there's a ton of steel in each one. You've got 700,000 tons. That seems like a lot. But in a given year, we recycle 80 million tons.
That 80 million tons of scrap is melted down and becomes the bulk of new steel products in the U.S., including new cars. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.